السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. Jazakallah khairan kathiran for joining us today for Al-Rahma's English course. Inshallah, today for our lesson, we are going to continue where we left off from Suratul Ma'idah, starting from ayah number 94, and then our lesson today is going to be until ayah number 96. And we'll start first with the recitation of these verses and then move on to our tajweed theory and then finally the analysis of these ayat. So we'll start first with the recitation of ayah number 94. If you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite, inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu layabluwannakumullahu bishay'in minas saydi tanaluhu aydikum wa rimahukum liya'lamallahu man yakhafuhu bilghayb فمن اعتدى بعد ذلك فله عذاب أليم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقتلوا الصيد وأنتم حرم ومن قتله منكم متعمدا فجزاء مثل ما قتل من النعم يحكم به ذوى عدل منكم هديا بالغ الكعبة أو كفارة طعام مساكين أو عدل ذلك صياما ليذوق وبال أمره عفى الله عما سلف ومن عاد فينتقم الله منه والله عزيز ذو انتقام أحل لكم صيد البحر وطعامه متاعا لكم وللسيارة وحرم عليكم صيد البر ما دمتم حرما واتقوا الله الذي إليه تحشرون. Inshallah, that is our lesson, ayah number 94 to ayah number 96. Now for the theory part of our class, we began the topic of mad lazim. Mad lazim, we learned, as we can guess by the name, is a lazim mad. It is a fard mad. It is an obligatory mad. It is a mad that is بسبب السكون. It is for the reason of a sukun. Because of a sukun, there is going to be a mad. And this sukun has to be a permanent sukun. So this is the reason why mad lazim is different than madlin or madarid للسكون. Both of these, we learned, are mudud that are caused because of a sukun. They are also بسبب السكون. But what makes mad lazim different is that this mad is a permanent sukun. Now for temporary sukun, we have a sukun when we are stopping somewhere. And normally this letter has a harakat on it. So for example, if we have the word ta'alamuna. Now noon has a fatha, it has a harakat. But when we stop, we say ta'alamun. And then we stop and noon has a temporary sukun only because we are stopping. And then if that same word we are reciting while we continue our recitation, we don't stop, then there is no sukun. So this is a temporary sukun. Now for mad lazim, it is a permanent sukun, meaning that sukun is always there. And it can be found either by a actual sukun, so the circle or that head of the kha, so that is the actual sign of sukun. Or it can also appear in the form of a shadda. And shadda, we learned, is basically a sukun. It is a letter that is repeated twice. And the first time that letter is written, it has sukun. And the second time, it has a harakat. So it can be either fatha, dhamma, or kasra. So the first time is that letter with a sukun. And that letter is repeated another time with a harakat. And instead of writing that letter twice, instead what you can do is that you can write that letter one time and then put a shadda, and it is implied that the first letter is going to have a sukun and the next letter is with that harakat that is on top of the shadda. So here shadda can also mean that there is a permanent sukun there. Now, mad lazim is always going to be lengthened for a total of 6 harakat. And when we were doing mad lazim, we learned that there are 2 types of mad lazim. There is mad lazim kalimi and mad lazim harfi. Mad lazim kalimi, as we learned, is from the word kalam, meaning word. And mad lazim harfi is from the word harf, meaning letter, or huruf, meaning letters. So, as you can guess, lazim kalimi is when there is a lazim mad within one word. And then lazim harfi is when there is that med within one letter. And then inshallah today we will cover what exactly does this mean. Med lazim kalimi, in the last class we covered that it is basically when we have a med, we have a squiggly sign of med followed by any letter that has shadda. This is the most common case which we will have med lazim kalimi within the Quran. Med lazim meaning that there is that lazim, permanent med. And then also it is kalimi, it is within one word. So all of the time in the Quran, when we have med lazim kalimi, it is a med followed by a shadda. And we have learned this and we have covered it many times so far in our recitation up until our ayat of Surah Ma'idah. We have covered many, many times in the Quran where we have a med followed by a shadda. And we learned that the appropriate count for this is going to be 6 count med. So for example, one example that we have seen and we have read many, many times is in Surah Al-Fatiha, the last ayah, we have the word Allah-leen. So here we have, again, that sign of mad, followed by a letter with shadda. There is that hidden permanent sukun within that shadda. Therefore, this is a 6-count mad. And then also we learned when we have a mad followed by a shadda, we are going to give it nabr, meaning we are going to raise the voice and give it a little bit of emphasis. So this is the type of mad lazim that occurs the most within the Quran. And this is known as mad lazim muthaqqal fi. Muthaqqal, meaning heavy or emphasized, from the word thaqil. Thaqil means heavy. Now, why is it known as muthaqqal? Because there is a shadda here. Shadda is a fortification. It means that letter is coming twice. It is repeated twice. So it is a heavier form of the word. When we have a shadda, that word has a lot of weight because one letter is being repeated twice. So it is like a heavier letter. Not heavy in the sense that, you know, like ga and qa. Ga is light, qa is heavy. This is not the heaviness that is referred to here. The heaviness here is like the weight of the word. The word itself is like more fortified. There are more letters, you can say. So this is why it is known as muthaqqal fi. So when we say lazim kalimi, there is going to be 2 categories. We have muthaqqal and we have mukhaffaf. The difference in lazim kalimi, muthaqqal and mukhaffaf, is going to be the type of sukun. So we learned that mad lazim can either have a normal sign of sukun, so it can just be a sukun or that head of the kha, the sign of sukun, or it can be a shadda which also has sukun. So it can be in either one of these forms. Now if it is in the form of a shadda, it is mutaqqal fi. Mutaqqal because again that letter is fortified, that letter appears twice. So this is a heavy weighted word. This is with shadda. And if there is a sukun without a shadda, then it is going to be mukhaffafi. Okay, so now this is going to be lighter. It is not as heavy. It is not as fortified. It does not have much weight because there is no shadda. There is only one letter with sukun. Now, lazim kalimi mukhaffaf occurs in only one word within the Quran. And this word is repeated twice and it is repeated within that same surah 2 times. And it is only one word that appears within the Quran. So normally, if we have mad lazim kalimi, and I'm talking about mad lazim kalimi, majority of the time it is going to be muthaqqal fi. It is going to be the 6-count mad that is going to be mad sign followed by shadda. So this is the one that normally we will always, always find. Mukhaffaf fi, with only a sukun. So there is a mad And then there is a sukoon after, no shadda, only appears once in the Quran. And it is that same word that is repeated twice. And this is going to be found in Surah Yunus. So it is that same word that is repeated twice within this one surah. Now this word is al-ana. This is that one word. And it appears two times within Surah Yunus in ayah number 51 and ayah number 91. Okay, so ayah 51 and ayah number 91 of Surah Yunus. So within that same surah, it comes twice. And that is the only time in the Quran it will ever appear. So this word, al-ana, appears only once in the Quran. It appears twice, but it is the same word and it is in the same surah. And this is the only instant, the only word where you will find lazim kalimi mukhaffaf. Otherwise, within the Quran, you do not have any other circumstance where you will have lazim kalimi mukhaffaf, meaning you will not find a mad followed by a sukun. You are not going to find this. Okay, this is the only instance. So this is very easy to remember. Okay, lazim kalimi mukhaffaf is very easy. This is the only one word. And again, it only appears within one surah. So it is very easy to remember this one. Mukhaffaf, lazim kalimi mukhaffaf, only that one word, al-ana. This is the only word within the Quran where this appears. And then you can assume that the rest of the med are going to be mutaqqal. So it's very easy to remember this or keep it in mind, mukhaffaf, because there's only one. And then the rest you can automatically assume it is mutaqqal, meaning it has a shadda. So it is going to be med followed by shadda. Now with this one word, mukhaffaf, we are going to make sure that we do not give it any bit of nabr. We are not going to raise the voice. We will not emphasize this lam. We will not give it any raising of the voice or make it stronger. All we are going to do is we are going to say this med like normal, 6-count med, because it is med lazim. And then we are going to rest on this lam with a tawassut. And we are going to make sure that we spend a little bit of time on this lam so that we are not dropping it or hiding it within this med. So when we recite this 6-count med, al-ana. Now you can hear I rested on this lam for a little bit of time, not too long, but just a little bit to give it some tawassut so that we are resting on this so it is very audible. Now if we don't rest on it, it can sound like al-ana. Now, I don't really hear that lam. So it's important that we rest on this lam so everyone can hear that there is a sukoon on this lam. Al-ana. Rest on this lam for a little bit. Again, no need to raise your voice. You don't have to emphasize or anything because there is no nabr here. There is only a sukoon. And this is the only case that occurs in the Quran, Surah Yunus, ayah 51 and ayah number 91. So the same word happens twice within that same surah. And this is the only time in the Quran where you will find lazim kalimi mukhaffaf. Now let's move on to the other type of mad. Lazim kalimi we covered in the previous class. Now this class we will talk about lazim harfi. Now as you can guess, lazim harfi means mad lazim that is within a word. And this occurs, lazim harfi is that occurs within a letter. So lazim harfi occurs within حروف مقطعات. لازم حرفي will be found in حروف مقطعات or حرف مقطعات. So حرفي means letter. حروف مقطعات are the disjointed letters, the cut up letters. And these are the letters that are found at the beginning of some surah. So we learned alif lam mim in Surah Baqarah and Surah Ali Imran. There is ta sin mim, ha mim, ta ha. Kaf, ha, ya, ain, sad. So all of these are disjointed letters, meaning that there are letters that are placed together and you don't read them like a word. Like we have alif, lam, mim, but I will not recite alif, lam, mim as alam. It is alif, then I say lam, and then I say mim. So these are the disjointed letters. We did cover the tafsir of this when we began Surah Baqarah and Surah Ali Imran. Again, Allah knows the meaning of these. We don't know what these letters stand for. We don't know why they are written this way, why they are read this way. But from a tajweed perspective, we know that we are going to recite every single letter and just read it as a letter. We are not going to, try to figure out the meaning of this or figure out, some people say that these words or letters refer to names of the Prophet or different things. So we don't speculate on that. Only Allah knows the meaning. But from a tajweed perspective, when we have these letters, you might have noticed that for some of these letters, there is that sign of mad. Now, anytime we have a sign of mad, it is going to be lazim harfi. Okay, meaning that you are going to give it a 6-count met. So لازم حرفي only occurs within حروف مقطعات. And this is very, very, very easy to identify because you will see that there is a med on top. Now, when it comes to لازم حرفي, there is also مثقل and مخفف. There is also a heavy and light version of لازم حرفي. Now, for لازم كلمي, it was either a شدة or a سكون. So if it's شدة, it is heavy, it is weighted, it's مثقل. And if it was a سكون, it was مخفف, it was lighter, it was not as weighted. Now, for لازم حرفي, مخفف or light is going to be if there's no إدغام. And مثقل, heavy, is going to be if there is إدغام. Okay, so the difference is going to be مخفف is no إدغام, light. مثقل, heavy, is going to be with إدغام. Now, inshallah, in the next class, we will go and look at more examples of what exactly this means. But for now, I'll give you one example just so that we are not left wondering. Now, when we have the word حاميم, for example, okay? Now, when we say حاميم, now, we don't really have idgham between this meme, okay? Hameem. Now, you don't hear idgham in that meme sound. As opposed to if I have the word taseen meme and I recite this. Taseen meme. Now, in between the seen and the meme, you heard a ghunna. You heard that idgham, that it went up within the nose. This would make sense if we look at the way that it is actually written. Now, seen is written seen, ya, noon with a sukun. And the next letter is meem. And what we learned is if there is noon second followed by a meem, there is going to be idgham here. So now we are kind of zooming into the letters. We are seeing exactly the way the letters are spelled. And then we have that noon second sound followed by meem. So here there is idgham. Now, if I say ha meem, there's no idgham. Taseen meem. Now there is going to be idgham. Basically, what we are looking for is either a noon saken or a meem saken followed by one of the idgham letters, which is yarmalun. Okay? We'll leave off for here today. And then inshallah, in the next class, we will look at all of the examples of idgham within huruf muqatta'at. So inshallah, if you are a little bit confused, in the next class we will go over all of this. I don't want to do too much today, which is why we will stop here. And just know that lazim harfi is a between huruf muqatta'at. Mad lazim is always going to be 6 counts. Mukhaffaf lazim harfi is going to be no idgham. It is lighter. Muthaqqal lazim harfi, heavy lazim harfi, is going to be with idgham. So lazim kalimi, مثقل and مخفف has to do with the شدة or the سكون. لازم حرفي, مثقل and مخفف, has to do with إدغام. So one is إدغام and one is with a سكون. And this is how you distinguish between heavy and light. مثقل and مخفف. Now, inshallah, we'll stop here and go on to our analysis, starting from ayah number 4. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Here we have a 4-count. Med, this is going to be ja is munfasil. Ya is one word. Ayyuha is one word. Ayyuha alladhina amanu. Layabluwannakum Allah. Name of Allah here is heavy. Bishay'im min al-saydi. Sad is going to be heavy. Tanaluhu aydikum. This is a 4-count. Med, ja is munfasil. Warimahukum. Ra here is going to be light. لِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ, name of Allah here is heavy. مَنْ يَخَافُهُ, خَا is heavy. بِالْغَيْبِ, غَيْن is heavy. بَا has قَلْقَلَ when we stop. فَمَنِ اعْتَدَى, عَيْن has توسط from the middle of the throat. بَعْدَ ذَلِك, عَيْن has توسط from the middle of the throat. فَلَهُ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, عَيْن is going to be from the middle of the throat. Next ayah, ayah 95. يَا أَيُّهَا, again مَدْ جَائِز. 4-count. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَقْتُلُوا الصَّيْدَ. قَاف is heavy. قَاف also has قَلْقَلَ. صَاد is going to be heavy here. وَأَنْتُمْ حُرُمْ. رَا here is going to be heavy. وَمَنْ قَتَلَهُ. قَاف is heavy. مِنْكُمْ مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاءٌ. This is a 4-count. مَدْ واجب. متصل. مثل ما قتل. قاف is heavy. من النعم يحكم به ذوى عدل منكم. هديا بالغ الكعبة. أو كفارة, را here is going to be heavy. طعام مساكين أو عدل ذلك صياما, صاد is heavy. لِيَذُوقَ قَافْ is heavy, وَبَالَ أَمْرِهِ رَاء here is light, and then because I stopped here, I will give ha some humps. Make sure that it is coming from the chest. أَمْرِهِ عَفَى اللَّهُ name of Allah here is heavy, عَمَّا سَلَفْ وَمَنْ عَادَ فَيَنْتَقِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ قَافْ is going to be heavy, and the name of Allah here is also heavy. مِنْهُ because I am stopping here, I will give it a sukoon and give it some humps. مِنْ again, from the chest. Wallahu, name of Allah here is heavy. Azizun duntiqam, qaf is going to be heavy. Uhilla lakum saydul bahri, sad is going to be heavy. Ra here is light. Wata'amuhu, ta is going to be heavy. Mata'al lakum walissayyarah, ra here is going to be heavy. And then ha here is going to be from the chest. Again, give it some humps. Walissayyarah, from the chest. Wahurrima, ra here is going to be light. Alaykum saydul. صاد is going to be heavy. صيد البري, right here is light. ما دمتم حرما, right here is going to be heavy. ما, this is a فتحتين, two فتحات تنوين. So because I am stopping here, I will make this a مد العواد. So now this is going to be a two count مد. ما دمتم حرما, two count مد, مد العواد. واتقوا الله, قاف is heavy. Name of Allah here is heavy. الذي إليه, this is going to be a four count مد جائز. تحشرون, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. Ra in this case is light. And then we will end on مد عارض للسكون. So either a two count, four count, or six count مد. So inshallah, that is our lesson. Ayah number 94 to ayah number 96. Inshallah, we will stop here for today. And then in the next class, we will continue from the next ayah. And then also talk more about مد لازم حرفي inshallah. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.